possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
No matter what you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
FM Talk Podcast. This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
All right, welcome back. Hour number two of the Mark Reardon Show on a Monday afternoon as we take you into a week with much nicer weather. How about the weather this weekend?
Sweet.
Is it just me or does it seem like, you know, I know it's almost September and Labor Day is a week from today. It seems like the leaves are already falling off more trees.
I saw that today. Like a half tree, like a maple was half red and I thought, dang, that seems early.
Seems early to me too, but I'll take the you know, more mild temperatures for sure. I was even dabbling with turning the air conditioner off for a stretch yesterday. Let's see, what are we looking at? I didn't check the week because it always changes. 78 for tomorrow, very slight chance of rain. 80 for Wednesday, 79 for Thursday. But more importantly, every single day this week, all the way up until next Monday, in theory, the temperatures are going down to the 50s. In fact, tonight it'll be 52 degrees.
That's sweet.
That's pretty chilly. Hey, tomorrow morning I have to get up early. I'm going to be, Monica Adams is someone I've known in media, maybe some of you have known for a long time, who had a fitness show at KMOX. When I met her years ago, she was at Fox 2. She's now doing independent journalism. She's with us this afternoon to talk about my appearance on her show. Is it fair to say, like, independent journalism, or is that not an appropriate tag? How are you?
I like that. Okay. How are you?
Yeah, you're kind of you've kind of gone rogue and you're doing your own thing. Yes, exactly. So you reached out to me a couple of weeks ago when I kind of, you know, made a return trip here after being off for several weeks with and I, you know, I've gotten into some details with the audience but never gone on too long about the anxiety and depression. So you invited me to be a part of your show, and Fred, she says 7 o'clock. I'm like, okay,
yeah.
Is that evening or is that AM or PM? That's the number, but it's tomorrow morning. But here's the greatest thing. Honestly, Monica, I thought that you were doing, I think at one point you were doing this show from over in Brentwood at the Galleria, right? I ran into you one time when I was over there meeting with somebody. Yeah. And now you're almost just around the block from me in Fenton, in that industrial area that's not too far from Merritt's. If I didn't have a road closing right by my house, which I bitch about on a regular basis, it would literally take me about 7 minutes to get there, but it might be 15. But what am I going? I'm not even going to ask you to describe to the audience. I'm going to say, describe to me what I'm going to do tomorrow morning.
Well, I love the fact that you are raw. The biggest thing about this show is it's called The Real Monica Adams because I want people to be authentic. And when you posted that, I thought, well, this is perfect because in the 2.5 years since I left Channel 5, it has been a lot of men and a lot of women in the chair feeling like they can just let go and they can be themselves. And then suddenly they are inspiring others that are going through something very similar. And mental health obviously has taken prevalence since the pandemic and more people are talking about it now. And I appreciated that. And I've actually had a really good response from the viewers that have said, I can't wait for Mark to be on and for the two of you to sit down and to really hear his story and to be empathetic and to be there and to say, I've experienced the same. Mark, thank you for being so real.
Well, that's awesome. And that's one of the goals. And that's why up until, you know, all this kind of reoccurred in May, and, you know, my team here knows this, Sue and Fred, they've heard me over the years talk about this because I experienced this back in 2013 and 2014. And at that point, like, I didn't tell anybody. Nobody knew what was going on. And I was hiding it, and I'd lost a lot of weight at the time, and it was really interfering with my life. So I had, you know, at least when this happened, it wasn't a complete mystery just because I knew that it was the same feeling. But yeah, I got whacked pretty good, and it was really 3 months before I started feeling, and the word that I would use is normal. But I will explain all this, and you can ask questions tomorrow morning. There's a video aspect to this, right? This isn't just audio.
Absolutely. That was the biggest thing. I wanted to take all my years of TV and all my years of radio and put what I thought was some of the best of it. And so it's very visual as well as interactive. Just like people calling into radio, they're commenting, typing in, asking questions, and then it's on 7 different platforms for people to watch live. So Facebook, YouTube, X, Instagram, Rumble, LinkedIn, and Twitch.
All of those things, like at the same time.
Yeah.
Huh? I didn't realize that. So that's a lot of exposure. So how long are we going to go? Like 3-4 hours tomorrow? How long is this going
to
be?
As long as you want. I just have to get to an appointment by lunchtime.
Do you vary the time? Do you not try to, you know, keep it at you know, a certain amount of time?
It usually is an hour, but we've done some. I mean, obviously, if you've got people that are on and they're asking questions, why go away from it? So we've done an hour 15, hour half, hour 52, I think, an hour and 52 minutes, I think, is the longest that we've done. But then obviously anybody that can't catch it live, I mean, that's the beauty of streaming. That
right.
It's there forever afterwards. So I like having what I consider to be two different audiences. So that those people that want to ask the questions while we're on, they are diehards and they're up at 7 o'clock with their coffee, tea, and I better be there. They're already clamoring at 7 o'clock. Where is she?
Right.
I'm coming.
Well,
hold on a second.
I just have to inform you. I don't think the you know, my agents have informed you of this or anything like that. Here's the main challenge that I have for tomorrow morning.
Let me
Fred,
guess.
You already
knows I know what
it is. Right. Go ahead and tell her.
Urinary.
Yes, because I crank Diet Cokes, and unfortunately, I've kind of backed to maybe closer to my old habit on Diet Coke. So there's not a chance in hell that I can go for like 90 minutes without having to get up and pee. So you may have to take a break and fill a couple of minutes. I can run quickly down the hallway, but I'm just being honest with you.
We take breaks.
Okay, good. Because I told Eric Schmidt, I said, if he ever becomes president and he nominates me, because I'm sure he will, like to ambassador of some country, I said, he doesn't have to worry. I'll never get confirmed because I could never sit there in front of an audience for that long without having to take a pee break. So I'm just being honest, just being candid.
I know you interviewed a lot of entertainers and you did movies like I did for Channel 5. So did you always have to get up when you were, I'll ask you this tomorrow, when you had to go and review movies?
No.
Did you not get a chance to see the entire movie?
You know, what's funny about that, there actually you can ask me that tomorrow. And people would vouch for this who I used to go to screenings with, because the screenings would take place either, as you know, Monica, in the morning, sometimes like 9, 10 in the morning,
right,
or in the evening at, you know, 7 o'clock. The morning screenings were the deal, because I'm not cranking the Diet Coke in the evenings. I can sit through 2 or 3 hours, but man, you get me going in the morning, and that's a challenge. So I'm just being honest with the audience. If I do disappear, I know this is an uncomfortable topic. Sue's probably rolling her eyes right now. You're talking about Mark's bladder for like 5 minutes. That's awesome. But I'm just giving you, you know, just giving you a heads up for tomorrow if I disappear for a couple of minutes.
Monica,
we do have a show coming up about incontinence, by the way.
Oh, great.
Well, it's a two.
It's not one for me.
Monica, how many people do you have as viewers? I mean, how good should he look? You know what I'm saying? How many people will be watching?
Look amazing. We look, this is Facebook alone. Every 90 days, we reach 750,000 to 1 million.
I don't even shower laterally. Now. I guess I got to shower, right?
Comb and do your hair.
I have
Dang
to do
it.
The product in the hair. I can't. Can I wear a hat? Because usually I'm wearing a hat at that time. I might have to do the hair. All right, we'll see.
Do your hair, because if you have a hat on, it's going to put a. I don't like the fact that we'll have to change the lighting.
No, right? I'll do the hair for sure. Will I have a makeup artist present?
Yeah, that's me.
I'll take it. I will take that, because that was, you know, you mentioned the Hollywood days. I have no shame in telling you that one of my favorite things about going to Hollywood was my makeup artist, because when you have a good makeup artist, you know, it doesn't look like you have makeup on, right?
Here's
can take the dark circles, etc.
The lighting is amazing, Mark. The lighting, I'm serious. Well, I was, when I left, so yes, you and I ran into each other when I was at University Club Tower, and I moved over in February to Adventure Unknown in Fenton. And the lighting was the key. The sound and the lighting I worked on for about a month and a half with this guy that was brilliant. So it has a very national look to it. So okay. That you will be happy about.
I will look my best. I will be there on time. I'm so excited. I'm telling you, when I finally looked at the address from where I was going, because I never look at these things in advance, there would have been a good chance that I could have just driven over there to Brentwood and not even thought about it. That's kind of something that fits my pattern. But when I saw you right over there in Fenton, that made me very happy because I don't have to get up quite as early. So I look forward to it.
That's why I stress.
Yes, we will have a great conversation tomorrow morning. I will try to put enough product in the hair to make it look presentable. How's that?
It sounds good. Right. And Sue and Fred, so good to talk to you as well.
And then just one more time, tell folks where they can find this tomorrow morning if they want to check it out.
Absolutely. So 7 a.m. we'll go live. You'll be on with me right about 10 or quarter after till about 8 or 8:15. And it is called The Real Monica Adams Show on Facebook, YouTube, X, Instagram, Rumble, LinkedIn, and Twitch on any of those platforms.
We'll see you tomorrow morning. I'll try only to do one Diet Coke before I see you. How's that?
Sounds perfect.
All right. See you, Monica. Thank you.
Bye.
We got Sue's News coming up.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut.
Be an artist.
Be an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW. Countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
I think I said that maybe Phil Holloway was coming up. We had some scheduling, what would you say, challenges.
Conflicts, challenges.
I don't want to say conflict, but just challenges. There were some flights involved and court involved because Phil's an attorney, so... Congressman Bob Maunder is going to join us, I think, at the bottom of the hour. We also have Cusumano coming into town, not into town, but on the show. The Cardinals dropped 6 out of 9. I think I was fast-forwarding ahead because the Cardinals are back in town. They play the Pirates tonight. We'll talk about all that with Frank. We have John Ziegler, my friend from L.A. He's the co-host of the podcast, The Death of Journalism. We'll talk about some of the things involving redistricting and Gavin Newsom. Apparently, Gavin Newsom is picking up some steam when it comes to Democrats' support. John wants to talk about the WNBA sex toy scandal, Fred, or you just put that down as an option?
Oh, that's what you told me.
Did I?
Yeah.
Yeah, because that was last week, I think. We'll find out. We'll find out what John's never one that's shy or, you know, problem to get opinions out of. So that's coming up after 5 o'clock. Plus, an audio cut of the day and more.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No. And now, Sue's News.
brought to you by Sue.
Well, happy National Kiss Day. Wait, it's National Kiss and Makeup Day. Sorry, you can't cut that off there. So if you got a problem, then you're going to make it up.
I thought you were talking about the band at first, but no.
Well, you know Gene Simmons would have worked out a kiss day if he possibly could. You're absolutely right. And it's National Secondhand Wardrobe Day. Well, okay. Wait, Fred, what would Joyce say?
She'd be all for it.
That's right. That's what I'm talking about. And National Banana Split Day. Now, I realize I'm not eating the sugars, but doggone it. I do like a banana split. Fred?
Oh, yeah.
Mark?
Haven't had one in a while, but yes.
Right? Just that kind of brings that to mind. Mm. All right, Mark. On this day in history, 50 years ago. 50 years ago. In 1975, Bruce Springsteen released his third album, Born to Run, with She's the One, Jungle Land, Thunder Road as well.
And this one. In the day we sweat out on the streets of a runaway American dream. Game changer there for Springsteen, coming off a couple albums that did not do extremely well commercially. He had been on the cover of both Time and Newsweek the same week, and this one,
wow.
No, it's interesting because this did not vault him into the land of arenas, arenas around 1980, because he played St. Louis. It was interesting. The first time I saw him was at the Checkerdome, but he had already been here 3 or 4 months earlier playing the Opera House, the auditorium, the Kiel Auditorium.
Oh, yeah. So, what is this what brought you to Springsteen?
No.
What album
No, it
did
was
it?
Actually The River that did it. I
oh,
was here. It was the fall of 1980. I had only been in St. Louis for like a year, and my dad offered to take me to Peaches Records, and I did not have a Springsteen record in the collection. I had Tom Petty. I had UFO. I had The Cars. I had a bunch of other bands that were in there, and I just kind of on a whim, mainly because he said any record, and The River was a double record, so it cost more. How about that one? And I took it home. And then by Christmas of that year, I got this and also Darkness on the Edge of Town. So, yeah, it didn't come. And now, of course, he's persona non grata because of all the politics. And so I just focused on the music, ladies and gentlemen.
It was
always the music for me. It wasn't anything else. It wasn't the politics. It was the caliber of entertainment, the shows, which are epic. I've seen about 46, 47 shows over the course of the last 45 years. So, but probably my last. You know, I saw them in Barcelona a couple years ago. That's a good one to close on.
Hey, what song on that album would you have picked for that? Like, what is your favorite on that?
It's hard for me to get away from Thunder Road. I love Thunder Road.
Thunder
but there's
Road's
a song
good.
On that. Night is a song that he opened with here at that Checkerdome show. It's a great record overall. And it's a... I remember talking with... when Kevin Costner came into town, I got to hang out with him for a few hours. We were talking music, and he loved that record just because of the storytelling involved.
Oh, yeah, there's definitely that. I thought he was good in the Billy Joel documentary.
Bruce?
Yeah.
Yeah, did a good job.
I thought that was good. Okay, so that was 50 years ago today. 49 years ago today, the next year, in 1976, Boston released their self-titled album. How about that?
Okay, now, this. Okay. I had a cousin, and this was my Aunt Joan and Uncle Ray's. It was Uncle Ray's son and my Aunt Joan's stepson. He was just a little older than I was. He introduced me to Cheech and Chong when I was young. But this was another one. So Boston and this album, and then I'm not sure when the second album came out. I had that in my first handful of records. There was no doubt about it. And these are records I still listen to today. I've said this before, Sue,
nice
and I
post.
Think you agree. There isn't. Thank you very much.
Yes.
There's not a. I'm going to say a month, and maybe there's some exceptions, but there's not a 2 or 3 month stretch that goes by that I won't put Hitch a Ride on from this record because I just love that. I love the solo so much, but I love that second record as well. So Boston, and I never saw them. I've never seen them live.
I haven't either. No. I haven't either. Now this was one of the best-selling debut albums of all time. Of course, More Than a Feeling, Peace of Mind, and Foreplay/Long Time all on this one. And then we fast forward another 10 years to 1986 when Paul Simon released one of my favorite albums. It's Graceland. It's 39 years old.
What you've just done here unintentionally is highlight three of the greatest records
yes!
of all time.
A man walks
down. I mean, literally, Graceland is one of the best records, top 25 records of
100%.
All time. I put Born to Run in that category. I'm not so sure I wouldn't put that Boston record in that category as well.
Listen, my favorite on here is Diamonds on the Soles of Her Shoes.
Great song.
I almost put that on, and then I thought, well, people won't know what I'm talking about. Fred, are you aware of this album?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Graceland is my favorite.
Graceland is the great song.
Yeah, that's my favorite song. I like this one. I like all of Paul Simon's. So, yeah, that's interesting.
Chevy Chase.
Great day. Yeah, that's right. Great day of musical history, no doubt.
Wow, it was just wham, bam. It was just kind of overwhelming. All right, and Tommy Fleetwood had a long overdue win at the PGA Tour Championship. $10 million for him. I wondered if you watched it, Mark.
I watched a little of it, but it's amazing because I don't know if you remember this. We talked about Tommy on Friday with Dan Reardon. Here's a guy, he's finished, and I don't have all the numbers on the top of my head, but top 20 finishes, top 10, top 5, top 3 finishes. 2 weeks ago, it looked like he was going to win his first PGA Tour event ever after all of this, you know, 153.
Yes.
And he didn't. He kind of blanked the bed, and then he wins this Tour Championship. He holds on to the lead.
How
and it got a little dicey,
that?
But he wins the championship and, yeah, won a lot of money this weekend. So good for Tommy Fleetwood. He's a likable guy on the tour for sure.
Well, this was his 164th tournament.
Isn't that amazing? And he never won one.
Never won one. This is the first one. He's English, isn't he?
Yes.
So we got to listen to him speak.
Yes.
He beat two guys that were unfamiliar to me, but that's what's happening now in the PGA.
That's a big story for Tommy Fleetwood.
It's really exciting.
It's one of those things that it's got to get to you because every time he's on the leaderboard, every time he's in competition, that's all they say is, and they put the graphic up, he's never won on the PGA.
Yeah,
will this be the day?
Gosh.
Can he hold off the pressure, et cetera?
Horrible.
And he finally did it.
Well, Waymo, the driverless vehicle service, has gotten approval to test its service in New York City. What could go wrong? Actually, during the testing period, each of the 8 vehicles are required to have a trained safety operator in the driver's seat with at least one hand on the wheel during the test period.
Huh.
It cannot pick up passengers yet. So they're just driving around with one hand. I'm like, okay, which is fine.
I probably feel safer in New York City than anywhere else because you don't move anyway.
Well, that's a good point. They'll just be reporting back to the data to the city's DOT. And if it all goes well. Now, Waymo, by the way, is the one associated with Google. It can try to get a license from the Taxi and Limo Commission, but the first step has been approved. And in the ever-changing world of what is and isn't approved by the TSA comes the news that cordless curling irons, flat irons, and straighteners with lithium-ion batteries, lithium metal, or gas butane are being banned from checked luggage. But it can be in carry-ons. Now, if you've got a cord on there, it's okay, but wives and girlfriends and people in general need to know that. I would have been in trouble. I always check that because I think, well, that's going to be better. But you know what? I have a cord, so I'm okay. But if you are traveling, that's something you're going to want to know. And then I found an article in Reader's Digest about the best burger in every state. And I thought, okay, well, let's look up Missouri and Illinois. The best burger, according to this, is in Crystal City, south of here, at the Stoplight Drive-In. I've never heard of it. Fred?
I think I might have. I think I went
have
there a while
there?
Ago with my kids when they were young.
Oh,
yeah.
That's awesome. Did you have the jumbo burger that comes with barbecue sauce, chopped onions, and house-made slaw?
I'm sure I did if it's a burger.
Oh, my gosh, that's awesome. They also have something called the Quadzilla, which I'm just amused by that title. It's got 4 patties. Somebody was creative, so I'm down with that.
Hey, by the way, can I throw one thing in here from
the
beginning? Because you started this whole Suze News on a Monday saying what? What did you say? It was
A National Kiss and Makeup Day.
Yeah, but you could have just limited it to Kiss because Gene Simmons has a 76th birthday today.
Oh, does he
really?
It's
his birthday today, yeah.
Well, that's interesting.
We can tie in 2 different types of kisses.
By the way, if you're in Illinois, the best burger is in Chicago, of course, at Al Cheval. People apparently line up there for hours, and they do a cheeseburger with bacon and egg added, along with pickles, onions, and Dijonnaise. I'm all right with Dijonnaise. All right, and the world's oldest person just celebrated another birthday. Her name was Ethel Caterham and was born in England in 1909. That is nuts. So she has advice for people younger than her, which is pretty much everyone on Earth. And she says, say yes to every opportunity because you never know what it will lead to.
That's good advice, right?
Take that. Yeah. Fredder, is that confusing you, or are you just running by all your opportunities?
Well, I guess she said yes to everything.
I guess so. And finally, in Sue's news, we do have today's random fact. It's another word. The shortest English word that has all five vowels is eunoia, E-U-N-O-I-A. It means beautiful thinking or positive mental state. Eunoia.
Never heard of it before. Have you, Sue?
It's a no.
Friend? No.
Had you before you looked this
word.
Up, Sue?
You know, uh-uh. Eunoia.
Okay, we learn something
it.
Every day on Sue's News. We're coming back with Congressman Bob Onder.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
PM tonight, the Scott Jennings Show will make its debut on 97.1 FM Talk. We had a great conversation with Jennings right around 3:18 this afternoon. You can always use the rewind button and go back and listen to that. We have coming up here a little bit after 5 o'clock, John Ziegler, my friend from the West Coast. He is the co-host of the podcast, The Death of Journalism, Never shy about his opinion. So John's coming up after 5 o'clock. Cusimano a little later this hour. Right now, Congressman Bob Onder, who's just back from a big trip, joins us on 97.1 FM Talk. Hi, Bob. How are you?
Good morning. Great to be back.
Or afternoon, although your clock might be a little bit mixed up because you were just in Rome, weren't you?
Yeah, well, I was. I'm definitely jet-lagged.
What was that trip about? Was that an official trip or was it vacation?
Yeah, it was an official trip. It was the International Catholic Legislators Association. It was a trip led by French Hill, one of our congressmen, our financial services chair. Some of my colleagues were on that as well. And it was a really interesting opportunity to meet legislators from all over the world, every continent. And you really do realize that in many ways the future of the church is in the developing world, whether it be Africa or Asia, Latin America. They face a lot of the same problems we have, cultural decline and wokeness, especially an attempt by international agencies, NGOs, EU, trying to push things like extra genders and abortion rights down the throat of these very traditional societies that value children and value marriage and family. So great opportunity. We also, one of our guest speakers was Jay Bhattacharya, who really, who was, of course, a COVID critic, a critic of the locked lockdown response to COVID. And he really highlighted how, as bad as it was in the United States, it was devastating to a lot of developing countries. Yeah. In Angola, for instance, there were 11 million school children at the beginning of COVID. 4 million never returned to school after the shutdowns.
Wow. You know, and that really, there's a lot of undercovered and uncovered stories from that period in this country. I mean, the devastation to our own kids is, in my mind, still undercovered by the legacy media, which is why I always recommend David Zweig's book, which is called An Abundance of Caution. But, what you just said there is really staggering, and you don't hear anything about that because, you know, there's so much else going on in the news cycle. You don't have resources for reporters to go over there and say, hey, look at what COVID did to this particular country. So that really is tragic.
Yeah, and it really was devastating our country. The decline in mental health, but even the decline in the life expectancy because of increased use of alcohol, opiates, delayed diagnosis of cancer in our country. But in the developing world, people literally starved to death because of the COVID lockdown response, something that was utterly insane. It made no sense at all. Jay Bhattacharya was the one who highlighted that in California, very early, January, February, March of 2020, for every one case of COVID, there were 50 people who had antibodies, if you looked at the blood bank supply. So already COVID was everywhere. The lockdowns, the masks, it made no sense whatsoever.
I've highlighted this a couple of times just because I think it's funny, but the Democrat Socialists had a conference in Chicago a couple of weeks ago, Bob. I'm guessing you were not on the invite list for that, but one of the requirements that they had outside...
I wasn't, but they occasionally show up to my office Cottleville.
I bet they do. But one of the requirements outside of like the $225 ticket fee was a current COVID test. I swear to God, in August of 2025, they wanted to see a current COVID test. That speaks volumes for the Democrat Socialists, doesn't it?
That's really pretty wild. That's pretty wild. If you look for antibodies, like every single man, woman, child on the whole planet would have those. But, it's funny. It was a number of years ago. I think it was in late 21, maybe early 22. I took a allergy immunology board certification exam, and they said, well, to take the exam, you've got to be vaccinated. And I said, does that mean one shot, two shots, three, four, five, or six?
Yeah, exactly.
I was actually vaccinated in January of 2021 when it was still Donald Trump's vaccine. It didn't keep me from getting sick, but no, it was a worthless vaccine. But
yeah,
anyway.
Me neither. All right. Since you left, a couple of things have happened that have been interesting. Well, first of all, let me get your thoughts on Andrew Bailey heading to D.C. to be co-deputy director of the FBI.
Yeah, well, heaven knows he is. It was a little bit of a surprise.
Yes.
Because he certainly is qualified for the job. I mean, he served as a deputy attorney general, county prosecutor. I think he was an attorney for the Department of Corrections at one point. He certainly is very, very well qualified. But in Missouri, traditionally, attorney general can be a stepping stone to governor or U.S. or the U.S. Senate. Mm-hmm. And so, and at the same time, though, I can see the excitement and the desire to serve in the Trump administration. So I wish him well. I think he'll do a great job. We'll miss him in Missouri.
Yeah, it doesn't discount the possibility if he does, come back and runs for a different race. But it surprised me as well. I didn't see that happening. I haven't spoken with Andrew since this happened. He's been pretty busy. We're hoping to get him on the show here in the next couple of days. You've been going to D.C. for a number of years, but now as a member of Congress, what would you say about the effort to call in the National Guard to keep D.C. safe, Bob?
Well, I think it's overdue. I think it's overdue. I mean, it's very difficult to understand just how bad the crime situation is in Washington, D.C. Washington, D.C. is the single most dangerous, as judged by the murder rate, capital in the world. Bogota, Colombia, or Mexico City, Mexico, where they have drug cartels, they have murder rates of about 15 or 10 per 100,000 people. Washington, D.C. is double that. It's 27. I mean, it's just unbelievable. The two, the two embassy staffers who were murdered, the congressional intern who was shot to death, the DOGE employee who was mercilessly beaten by a mob. And I will tell you, property crime is incredibly high. The Onder family has actually been a victim of 4 property crimes in 2 years in Washington, D.C. And you can, and get this, in the CVS in Navy Yard, which is a pretty nice neighborhood, the CVS Navy Yard locks away toothpaste and toothbrushes.
Oh, great.
That's how bad shoplifting is. One of my staffers told me that on Friday and Saturday night, you can almost set your clock by it. As soon as the sun goes down, there will be gangs going into the CVS, stealing new stuff and clearing out the shelves. I mean, it's just utter lawlessness. And the idea that a country with as many resources as the United States of America would have such an embarrassment of a capital is just pathetic. So I commend President Trump for doing something about it.
So as I'm watching Fox this morning along these lines, there, and this happens, and we know it's happened to St. Louis, but there was a slate up there that said top 5 most dangerous places in the U.S. This is from U.S. News and World Report. Memphis, Tennessee, Oakland, California, and here we are, St. Louis, Missouri, along with Baltimore and Detroit. So once again, in one of the most dangerous places in the U.S. D.C. may have a higher murder rate, but we're nipping, you know, right behind them, especially per capita, unfortunately. And some of the same things exist with lack of police. And, you know, we need officers. They need officers. You can't get it soon enough. But unfortunately,
it's a failure of our political class, Mark. I mean, when you have mayors and prosecutors, remember, not too long ago, we had Kim Gardner. Gabe Gore, of course, is much better than Gardner was. But, you know, the legislature with Governor Keogh's leadership decided to take back control of the St. Louis Police Department. And I think that will be good for morale. The police union did support that. I think it will be good for morale. We'll get recruitment back up again. But at the end of the day, when the criminals know that the political class are pro-crime and don't intend to enforce the law, they run over the city.
Yeah.
And it is jet lag. I'm not speaking too clearly.
I can empathize. But, you know, believe me.
And what we're seeing in these Democrat cities is the opposite of what we saw with Rudy Giuliani and Bernie Kerik when they were running New York City. You know, they called it broken windows policing. By enforcing the little stuff, if you will, by enforcing the property crimes, by shutting down the squeegee men who would, you know, kind of who would clean your window for free and then key your car if you didn't pay them, by cracking down on the small stuff, by police officers having interactions with the civilian population. Paradoxically, you made the murder rate and the armed robbery rate and the carjacking rate and the violent crime rate go down. We're seeing the opposite, where criminals know they can get away with doing almost anything. Probably the single biggest thing you can do to reduce crime on Metro is to actually enforce the fees that are supposed to be paid by riders. So, it's long past time that the state take control of the police department.
Well, and the other commonality between D.C. and St. Louis and probably Chicago and some of these other cities is we're finding out, even in the aftermath of this move by Trump, is that the crime stats are cooked. The books are cooked, and you don't get a good, fair representation of how bad some of these things are. Congressman Bob Odder, get some sleep, rest up. When do you head back to D.C.? You're back in the district now, aren't you?
I am back, yes. So I believe Labor Day is this
next
coming
week.
Monday
right.
is next week, and I go back on Tuesday.
All right, good. Thanks, Bob, for hooking up with
Thanks,
us.
Mark.
I know you're tired. We'll talk soon.
Thank you.
All right. Around 5:30, John Anderson is going to join us. He is an Illinois politician running for the Republican nomination for the U.S. Senate, but he was at the meeting last week in Schaumburg area, a suburb of Chicago, with this trans boy being allowed to play on a girls' volleyball team, and that got kind of hot, so we'll talk about that. John Ziegler from the Death of Journalism podcast after the top of the hour. Frank Cusimano, KSTK sports director, visits with us on Fridays and Mondays at this time. Hello, Frank. Good afternoon. How are you?
Good to be with you, Mark. Everything's going well.
This was interesting. I missed this somehow. I usually see these stories in the Washington Post, but Fred guided me into the headline that says he's in an SEC quarterback battle. He also just signed with the Dodgers. They have a nice profile on Sam Horn from yesterday in the Washington Post. I don't know if you saw that.
Yeah, the business of modern college sports is making that easier, what he's doing. You know, he got basically $500,000 from the Dodgers, and he's also making NIL money. So he's going to do well, even though it may be a tough decision for Coach Drink on Friday if he gives him bad news.
So, yeah, set that up just a little bit. What we learned, and we talked about this a little bit on Friday, but what we learned is he's not making, Coach Drink is not making the final call on whether Prabula or Horn will be the starting quarterback moving forward. He's going to use that first game on Thursday night at home against Central Arkansas as a further test and a gauge in a game situation, which I understand, it certainly makes sense.
Yeah, plus you give Kansas a little less time to prepare for the guy who's going to be the starter because, you know, let's face it, both these guys have a different skill set. Horn is more of a classic drop-back passer, even though he's a good athlete, and Prabula really likes to run. I would wait as long as possible, you know, to make the decision. Well, you can't wait as long as possible, but the longer they wait, it's the less preparation time there is for Kansas.
But you do have to give one of these kids an answer, though, after this game, don't you?
You're right. And I just wonder, because you think that he probably is leaning one way. I mean, there's got nothing's ever a 50-50. So he's probably leaning one way. Let's say he's leading Prabula's way. But then on Thursday night, Horn goes 14 for 16 for 165 yards. I mean, it's really going to be difficult.
Well, that'd be fun to see. I mean, I'm looking forward to it and just see what they have. These first games are definitely tough. I was reading, you know, last week, I guess they took the team on the road to Lindenwood. Ethan, you know this, because they sort of did it as a test mock scrimmage, if you will, on a visiting game. Because one of the things that Drink has said is, this is certainly true in all college sports, if you don't get off fast, especially in these road games, you're in big trouble. And that was one of the things he was trying to address.
Yeah, I was there and talked to Coach Drink before. He said he just wanted to make it feel like a real road game. So that's why they got in the buses and traveled and played it just like a real road game. Mark, one other quick Mizzou quarterback thought. I don't know if you saw this yesterday, but the New York Jets cut Adrian Martinez, the guy Brady Cook was battling for that third quarterback spot. Now, a cut-down day where you have to have your 53-man roster is tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Nothing is for sure, but it has to be trending the right way as we speak for Brady Cook in becoming an NFL player, which would just be awesome.
That would be awesome. That's very cool. All right, the Cardinals coming off fun, not the best road trip. They're back at home to play the Pirates tonight. Are we going to see Skeens this week?
No, he pitched yesterday and was unbelievable. 6'6", 260 pounds. He's going to win the Cy Young. He's going to be a runaway winner, and he's only got 8 victories. It gives you an idea of what the Pirates have given you support-wise. Mark, I think the most interesting thing about this four-game set is the Cardinals have not had a game where they've sold fewer than 20,000 tickets. If there ever was a series, it's the Pirates midweek with the kids back in school. We'll see what happens tonight.
Yeah, that sucks, but you're probably right about that.
Frank, switching over here to St. Louis City, perhaps the biggest news story of the day in St. Louis. Lutz Vandensteel, their sporting director, I believe it was the first hire that they made in the organization's history, is they decide to part ways with him after a disappointing 2025 season, 2024 as well. This felt kind of surprising to me, or at least at this point of the year. What are your thoughts on the entire situation?
Yeah, I thought they probably would have waited to the end of the season, but as we speak, Ethan, there's 30 teams in the MLS, and St. Louis City SC has more points than just one of those teams. And last year, as we know, was brutal, too. He kind of has botched some of these coaching, hiring, and firing. I mean, look, Bradley Carnell may be the best coach in the MLS. He fired him. He hired Olaf Melberg, who was just clueless from day one. And, you know, also, I think, you know, he's the guy who's bought the groceries, okay? He's the one assembling this talent. And this talent is just not good enough. So it's not shocking that it's happening maybe a little earlier than people thought.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how, because I don't know that world, how often that happens. You know, are we in the middle? We're not really in the middle of the season. We're kind of toward the latter end of the season, right?
Yes, we are.
All right. Well, look, this is the big week because the NFL opens this week. The Chiefs will play on Friday night. I cannot wait for NFL football. I did watch a little college football. That Iowa State game was pretty good. That one was in Dublin. KU, unfortunately, did get a victory over the weekend. Mizzou faces them in a couple of weeks. But we're off and running when it comes to football in 2025.
Yeah, I can't wait till Thursday night. It's going to be great, even though it's only Central Arkansas, just to have Mizzou back on the field.
Frank, we'll talk on Friday after that big victory. How about that?
All right, let's do it.
All right. Got a little mixed feelings, only because I was talking about going to Diana Ross, not realizing that is the opening night of Mizzou. I'm going to pick Diana Ross, though.
Okay,
If it was a bigger game, I mean, this is Central Arkansas. And by the way, I think I can get home and zip through and see the plays. I'm not a big watch live sports recorded, but I can at least go through the highlights and see what happened, and that'll be fine. As long as these games go, hell, I'll be home from the Muni in time to see the fourth quarter anyway, because they last forever.
Mark, I'm starting to scout out some tickets for Alabama-Mizzou in October. I'm licking my lips at the thought of how fun of a game that could be. Perhaps the biggest game in Columbia in how many years?
The prices are high for that.
They are high, but you know, I'm kind of in like a treat yourself situation here.
But my recommendation would be maybe let the market settle down just a little bit, because people are going to ask for for a lot for those tickets. That's a morning game too. It's an 11 o'clock game, so we don't know the time of that. There's a band that's coming in town that night to the Factory. Well, X is playing, but Los Lobos with all the original members, and I love Los Lobos.
Christmas music, right? You like their Christmas music?
I've used some of their. You're thinking of Los Straitjackets, though.
You're right.
Yeah,
those are good too.
Los Lobos is a band that I first saw at the old Blue Note in Columbia, Missouri, circa 1982 or 1983. A fantastic band, but there's time to go to the Alabama game to get home and to do both.
Boy, would that be a long Ta-da. And full day. But it'd be a good day.
Yeah, it might have to be. Well, I love that band so much, so I might have to do that. All right, John Ziegler's coming up here in just a little bit after the top of the hour. He is the co-host of the podcast, The Death of Journalism. It's been just a little bit since I've caught up with John. He used to write at Mediaite. He is always shooting straight. He's got some thoughts, obviously, on redistricting in California and Gavin Newsom. John loves to talk about the WNBA, so we may have to touch on that. And I'm very curious about, I guess he did something with his father where he was interviewing his dad. I'm not familiar with that. Fred has that, a note on my sheet here, so we'll have to follow that up on, unless I just misinterpreted that and wrote that wrong. We also have audio cut of the day, and then John Anderson running for the Senate in Illinois, who is upset about the Chicago area trans boy being allowed to play on a girls volleyball team in the Schaumburg area. We'll have that and more coming up in the next hour.
Get more at 971talk.com.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.